Cultivo Raíces presenta su programa
Espejos de Aztlán.
Información,
arte,
cultura.
Bienvenidos.
Is this sound familiar to you? Yes, it's La Bamba. La Bamba is one of the most popular Latin American songs. It's a classic example of the Son Jarocho musical style. And we invite you to join us in this exploration of Son Jarocho with local musicians of La Luz de Luna on Espejos de Aztlán. My name is Cristina Bachín. ¿Es este sonido algo familiar a usted? ¿Para usted? Pues sí, es La Bamba. La Bamba es una de las canciones latinoamericanas más populares, más grabadas, más versionadas. Y esto es un clásico ejemplo de son jarocho, un estilo musical que viene de, pues lo vamos a averiguar con nuestros invitados de hoy, el grupo de músicos de Nuevo México, La Luz de la Luna.
Soy indio de San Andrés y también republicano. Soy indio de San Andrés y también republicano. Ahí donde tú me ves con el sombrero en la mano, tú me cantas en inglés, yo te canto veracruzano.
Grande.
Ahí les pido de compasión que se acabe la bamba. Se acabe la bamba, vengo a otro son, ahí arriba, ahí arriba. Ahí arriba, ahí arriba, ahí arriba, iré. Yo no soy marinero. Yo no soy marinero, por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré. Bamba.
Muchas gracias. Thanks so much. La luz de la luna. It sounded. I wanted to dance with you, Teresa.
Oh, I wish you had.
Welcome, all of you. We are today the members of La Luz de la Luna, a new Mexican group. Rudy Jaramillo on the guitarrón.
Gracias.
Es Sam Candelaria en requinto.
¿Qué tal?
Teresa Star en la tarima y tocando jarana. Y Antonio Tarragón en la jarana. And thank you so much for bringing also your tarima today to play with us in Espejos de Aztlán, which is La Bamba is an icon for Latin American songs. Where does this music come from?
The music originates, in Veracruz. And what it is it's a combination of Spanish music, namely Baroque from Spain, and African music from Africa. And when the Spaniards brought the slaves over into, at that time, New Spain, the music mixed and it married. And so... That's primarily where it comes from. It's a little over 300 years old.
Well, and still living and a very, very popular music in Mexico and in the eastern coast of Mexico, mm-hmm. in Veracruz, and an icon of Mexican music. And I was wondering, you are in this group with jaranas and requintos and guitarrón. We know that the Spanish guitar came from Spain, but these instruments, they look different. What's the heart of a jarana? Some of you tell me something about la jarana. How is this instrument? And how do you feel it? And then, let's say, el guitarrón, which is like a big brother of all these ones.
Well, the jarana is native to Veracruz, and the combination of cultures is actually, as Teresa said, Spanish and African influence, but it's also the indigenous people from Veracruz, from the mountains of Veracruz. Now, the jarana traditionally has 8 strings, and it is tuned in 2 distinct ways. One is what is called the traditional tuning, and then there's also the universal tuning. As in any culture or any music, there's always an evolution, right? So the jarocho style goes back some 300 years, long before even mariachi, and mariachi derives from some jarocho. But anyway, the jarana itself is an instrument that's carved out of one piece of wood. It's not made like a conventional guitar, and I think that might have been out of the lack of tools that they had, so they were just ingenious enough to carve their own instruments out of one piece of wood with putting a top on it. So así nació la jarana.
And can we share another song for our listeners to enjoy this amazing music? So happy, and at the same time, it has like the heart of the Americas in this music, because we have all the influences in just one style from Spain. And maybe at this point, Spain, it's very far away, and we have more Afro-descendants influence and indigenous influence. So can we share something? What's your next choice for our listeners to enjoy this music?
The next song that we're going to do is called Fandanguito. And this one is a really classic example of Baroque music. This was brought directly, I can't remember the name of the composer, but it was composed around 1700. And brought and a fandango. Fandangos originated in Spain, and now in Veracruz, when people get together and share this kind of music, it's called a fandango, and usually there's a tarima in the middle or a big wooden platform. Everybody dances. They play percussion with their feet. And then you have the jaranas, usually a harp. Punteadora. Is that a punteadora? Is that, yeah, the punteadora. Bass is something that isn't often used, but we've included that because we love it.
Thank you. Fandanguito.
Wow. Teresa, you are playing more than one instrument, I could say, because La Tarima, this instrument, you are, well, it looks like a wooden floor, and but it sounds like a full instrument in this music. How is that?
Well, Antonio is the one who made my tarima. And tarima translates as pallet, so they're, you know, the pallets that they use, like, to carry equipment. But how is it that this one sounds like an instrument, Antonio, since you made it?
It's actually not a highly engineered thing, you know. Like, as she said, they use whatever they can find, you know. Like, the cajon originally was born from playing on crates also on the docks of, you know, across all these seaports and stuff, the original cajon. The tarima is essentially just a wooden platform to dance on. Mm-hmm. However, there's always opportunity to improve and evolve. So I saw one that was made, that was used by the group Son de Madera, that was all solid mahogany, and then they had timbres underneath it, which is why I put the timbres. There's some, like, tambourines or timbres underneath. And essentially that's all it is. You know, you try to get a certain sound or resonance off the feet, and that, you know, basically that's it, you know.
It's so powerful, and at the same time, Teresa, when you are playing on it, you are, like, playing with the other musicians. That's the feeling I'm having from seeing you. We'll post also the video to show to our listeners, at the same time singing and like a conversation with the other musicians, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And how is the requinto here? How does the requinto
come into play?
Well, yes.
The requinto jarana, this is a punteadora, which is the el punteadora. It's the universal tuning, and it's used for rhythm and for lead, for the playing the leads. So this is taking the place of the requinto, the clase requinto in the Veracruz style. And it's also made out of one piece of wood that's hollowed out, and that gives it the power.
How many strings does it have?
This has 8 strings, 4 notes, but they're doubled up as octaves.
So a pair of strings holds one note.
Correct. But in octaves, the low and the high, and that gives it the sound.
Mm.
And it's the punteador because you do una punta así, con poder.
Con mucha fuerza, con mucho ritmo.
Exactamente.
We still have time for one more song, and also wondering, what's this big brother doing with the guitar on? I know you, Rudy Jaramillo. I have seen you somewhere. Yes, I remember that, with Los Primos. So how is to play a guitar on in this music?
In Jarocho music, they usually use a bass harp, but in modern times, to give it a lot more depth, they use an upright bass, which gives it a lot of sound. Upright bass is very difficult to carry around and stuff, especially if you play at a restaurant where the tables are very close. That's where the guitarrón comes in handy, because it's got a very unique, deep sound too, and I can carry it like they carry their instruments. So that's why we use guitarrón for the bass.
And let's have another... play another song, and then we want our listeners, we'll let our listeners know when and where will you play and how to contact them. Okay. How to contact La Luz de Luna, no La Luz, Luz de Luna. Here we have Teresa Starr on Tarima and Jarana, Antonio Aragón on jarana, Sam Candelaria on requinto, and Rudy Jaramillo on guitarro.
We're going to do Canelo. One of the things I love about the Jarocho music is that the words are playful and they're naughty. They're usually kind of naughty. So this is about Canelo, who likes to drink and have a good time, and his wife kind of. And he ends up in a...
In the grave.
But always you can even fall in a grave having fun with this music. Thank you for bringing this song today.
Sure.
It's a beautiful story.
Mm-hmm.
ensalada,
a cortar lechuga, canelo
para ensalada,
a la tripi tripi caramba tripa de mapache, a la tripi tripi caramba tripa de mapache. Mi mamá no quiere canelo
que yo me emborrache,
y si acaso tomo canelo que se de tepache. El amigo mono caramba se cayó del palo. En el aire dijo Canelo, válgame San Pablo. Y si no lo dices Canelo, se lo lleve el diablo. A la tripi tripi caramba, tripa de cochino. A la tripi tripi caramba, tripa de cochino. Mi mamá no quiere Canelo,
que yo tome vino.
Y si acaso tomo Canelo,
que se rete fino.
That's a beautiful song. The lyrics is amazing. I understand also why so many times, even La Bamba, I was just listening five versions just that I had in my archives, and the lyrics changes the whole many times.
A lot of lyrics.
A lot, yes, and it's so, es tan traviesa. See, I don't know the word. And
mischievous.
It's mischievous, playful. Yeah. And I can see you playing and having joy by playing this music. And you are going to play very soon as Luz de Luna, I guess, is in the summertime in Old Town, or when and where?
Okay, we will be. We have an engagement at a restaurant Friday night, can I say?
Yes.
At Sadie's, Cocinita on 4th Street. We start at 6:30. And then on Saturday, we play from 10 to 12 in Old Town at the market and at the Hacienda Plaza. Then we've got, on the 16th of August, we'll be at the gazebo from 2 to 4. And Sadie's again on the 14th at 6:30. So we have plenty of public performances.
And if our listeners want to contact you, or where, or do you have a telephone number or a website or a Facebook page or whatever that people can contact you?
Yes, they can look under Teresa Slack Star on Facebook. I have two R's. The phone number is 505-323-1690. And we also do traditional Mexican music, so we also play for weddings, things like that.
Oh, how about sharing about something about that music? Is it possible? I know our topic today is Son Jarocho, and I didn't ask you prior, but...
We basically do the traditional Mexican music at the restaurants because that's a lot that they request that a lot. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Rancheras, boleros, huapangos, we mix it all up.
Uh-huh.
So even some country and western.
Even that.
Yeah.
Well, it's the whole America's in one band.
Yes.
And I appreciate that, and particularly that you came with the topic of Son Jarocho, but this is Luz de Luna. The members are Teresa Starr on tarima and jarana, Antonio Aragon on jarana, Sam Candelaria on requinto.
Tenemos el requinto aquí.
Aquí, lo fue a buscar, lo trajo. Sí, vamos a escuchar el requinto. Y Rudy Jaramillo en el guitarrón. ¿Y con qué nos vamos a despedir de nuestra audiencia? Pues, ¿tienen alguna canción preferida? Do you have some favorite song?
Do you have a hymn or something?
What if we do...
La Paloma? Or what?
Yeah, La Paloma.
All right, let's do that.
Grab my
okay, yeah, this is live, so our listeners know that you are here. and after this, we'll have a coffee with chocolate. I don't know. I can't drink alcohol, but...
Christina, it's good seeing you again. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yes, me too. It's good to see you playing.
Bonito. Luz de luna. Vámonos. Cuando salí de Habana, válgame Dios, nadie me ha visto salir si no fui yo. Una linda guachinanga como una flor salió detrás de mí. Que sí, señor.